Calling support, this is Jay. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. And what exactly you can see on the screen, if you can read back to me one or two lines from that.
Okay.
All right. And what was your last activity, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Did you click on any kind of advertisement or any website? Try to open it. So you don't remember exactly what you have done recently, right? And how old is this computer, sir?
All right.
So is it your personal computer or it's like a work computer or a home computer?
All right.
The alert message you can see on the screen, so the Windows Defender alert message. Code, any red flag, something like that.
All right.
No problem, sir. So somehow your computer got, you know, infected with Trojan spyware and they have a security breach as well. That is the reason you received the security alert message from the Windows Defender. So what I can do in this situation, sir, I'll go ahead and guide you some troubleshooting steps. You have to just follow and perform on the computer and it will help us to diagnose it.
No, sir.
Because Microsoft never charge their customers and Microsoft never call their customers. Whenever the customer facing any kind of critical problems, they have to contact us like you did. So they have no charge. We just need your time and your patience over the call. Now, sir, I want you to look on your keyboard, left-hand side top corner. You'll see a escape key. It's mentioned ESC. Press it and hold it down for 10 seconds, sir, at least. Once you release the key, please let me know. All right. Now, look... right hand side bottom corner, do you see the date and time?
Alright.
Now look on the keyboard again, left hand side bottom corner. You have the control key, the CTRL key. Next, right to control key, you can see the Windows key, right, with full flag on it.
Yeah.
So you have to press and hold it down the Windows key along with letter R, R as in Romeo. Windows and R together at the same time. Now do you see any changes? Okay, what exactly it says, if you can read back to me.
Alright,
so next, right to open in that search bar, do you have something written in there or is it empty? Start type in the box, sir, www.3w.com, then type a word ultra, U-L-T-R-A, ultra, without any space type viewer, viewer.net. Now, did you click on OK after typing ultraviewer.net? Now, alright, so they have an option. Yeah, they have an option, it says more info. Next, right to that, in a green box, it says download. Click on that green box. And now you can see right inside top corner, that file name UltraViewer Setup got downloaded. You have to just open that file.
Alright.
Open it. Next. 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 Then install. Alright, let's wait for that. Till the time, can you please help me with your first and last name, sir? Jack Davis.
Alright, I got it.
My name is Jay Atkinson. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, click on finish. Alright, so read back from the ID number.
Go ahead.
And the password. Just give me a moment. Do not click anywhere. Do not close that box. Leave the screen as it is. And I believe you are aware about IP address. Do you know anything about IP address? IP address means your internet protocol address. And that is also considered as your online identity. And now what do you have on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just give me a moment. Give me a moment.